Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace will be abundant? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer in it? Don't you know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, so that like Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, so that the body of sin would be destroyed, so that from now on we wouldn't serve sin. For he that is dead has been freed from sin. Now if we are dead with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, won't die any more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died to sin once, but in that he lives to God. Likewise, reckon yourselves also to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Don't let sin, therefore, rule in your mortal body, so that you should obey its lusts. And don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin, because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Don't you know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine that was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the weakness of your flesh. For as you've yielded your members servants to uncleanness, and to sin resulting in sin, even so now yield your members as servants to righteousness, resulting in holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and having become servants to God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.